Continuing the Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, discussing the issue of Ra Dam Achnas Tashma issue, we mentioned, we already saw that Chazal tried to come up with different types of kulas to enable the woman to continue to be a Eishes Ish, sometimes they meant leaving her husband. But the Gemara has also, but she can marry somebody else. That's what we said at the end yesterday, that according to many Rishonim, she can do this bedika under the first husband also. Trouble is that it has certain risks associated with it, we discussed yesterday. So I'd like to move on. The Gemara says in Daf Samach Bav Min Aleph, in that same sugya, if I haven't printed the source, one, Bim Yesh Lo Veses Tola Bevesta. If she has a Veses, if she sees Dam, we're talking about one who, again, it's a continuation of the same sugya, Ro Dam Machmas Tashrish, Yesh Lo Veses Tola Bevesta. What exactly does that mean? The definition of that, the simple reading that is not so poshut, and there are, I saw maybe more, four shittas in Rishonim, that's exactly what that means. Right? In Tola, in Yesho Veses, Tola Vesta, Rashi says, the second, so Yesho Veses Lekilkul Hazeh, this difficulty that she sees Dam when she has relations, but She'ena Roa Kol Sho'a Machmas Tashma, not that every time she has relations she sees Dam. Right? She'ena Roa Kol Shor Machmas Eli Prokim. Okay, and she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish only at certain fixed times. There's some sort of a pattern. Doesn't mean that every single time she has relations with her husband she sees Dam. What it means in Yeshla Veses, there's some Veses meaning some kind of fixed time that she sees Machmas Tashmish only those particular fixed times. Eli Prokim. Then Tola Bevesta, then she can assume that the Dam that she sees has something to do with that time. And therefore, mishamesh is below b'dika bein veses leveses. The other, when it's not around that time, there's no pattern, not during those times, then she can mishamesh is below b'dika. Then she can have normal relations. Okay? In other words, that's what Rashi says. Yesh leveses tola b'vesta. Okay? It's not necessarily talking about it, what we would term as a veses, in the sense of, this is when she gets her period and so on, but rather a fixed time, that only at certain fixed times does she have relations and it results in seeing Dam. Other times she doesn't have relations, she has relations, doesn't result in seeing Dam. So on those occasions, Mishamesh is below B'dika Bein Vesel Vesel. Got it? That's Rashi. The Balamor in his Asogas, in the Selah Machlokas, in his commentary on the Ravid, Balanefesh, Bala Nefesh, in source 3, it's in Asogas, in this edition of Simon Gimel Ozvav. He has a different take altogether. He says, Elakach nir alonu perish, im yeshlo veses bevestas de gufa. Okay, she has some sort of physical veses, not on the time, but a physical veses. Don't she? Piako, she itcha, certain bodily, she sneezes or whatever, she has hiccups and different things. Right, like other types of thing with Vesaguf, which we haven't discussed yet, but that's in the Gemara. She has a Vesaguf. Hareza Tola Riyaso Riyasa Bepiako Vitusha Velobitashmisha. Okay, she can say that she's not going to be called a raw Machmas Tashmish if the raw Machmas Tashmish accompanies other physical types of simonim. But it's not just Tashmish, it's Tashmish in combination with these physical symptoms. This sneezing or whatever else, so she won't be called Ein Zu Roa Machmas Tashrish. She's Bar Law Sheveses Pihuka Oyitusha Mur Keves B'Tashrish. Unless some sort of link is created, okay, between this physical simon and Tashrish. Kach Nira Lano Perish Tov Azeva Hu Nachon Afal Pi Shalom Matzino Echad Mikol Mefarshim. The Balamor notes that nobody else seems to say this. Right, the regular person don't say this, but that's how he learns the more. Mieshlo Veses means she has a Veses Haguf. She has a Veses Haguf, so she can say it has to do with the Veses Haguf and not with the Tashmish. Again, we're trying, this is a Kula, right? The Gemara has a Kula. Yesho Veses Tola Bevesta. So Rashi says the Kula is she can be with her husband during those times when she doesn't have this, it's not one of those fixed times that she gets it. And he says it's not a company, it has to do with the Veses Haguf. That's the Balamor. The Mordechai, okay, got it? Yeah, good? Not the problem. The Mordechai, source 4, the Mordechai and Hilchos Nidin Ramis Tovshin Lamed Hey quotes our Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Nisei Tzuroa Saddam. Again, the word Nisei, which we talked about its potential importance, caught at least one sheet already. But anyway, Tamar Bonin, Nises, we're also Dama, because our Gemara doesn't have that. The Rif, we mentioned that, no, the Rif has the word Nises, right? Anyway, Tamar Bonin, Nises, we're also Dama, Chutash, etc. So for three times, we come, Elecho, Teshamesh, Tebishol, Zim, Havichazoka, Elatisgarish, and the first husband, Dilma, Mazel, the Hugabergar, maybe that's something to do with him. And then later on, Ketzad Bodekes, maybe a shofar is Kana Cholo Vesocha Mako, the Ukisem, again, it's a type of wood, Umoch Munachla Rosh, the whole story from the how to do the Bdika. The Tachnis Vesomako, a shofar is Magina Shulagir, Moch Pitzdada, right? The tube is what protects it from scraping the side, from not scraping the side. Vinitza Dam Moch, Al Rosh, Shokisem, Bidu Shuman Amoko, Vitamik, Vilon, it's not a Moch, Bidu Shuman, it's not a Loven Amoko Tori. Fine. That's just the Gemara. Vim Yeshla Veses. Okay, what he says. If Yeshua Vesas Man Kavua Shiro Adam, Tola Bevesta Shechola Loma Zeh Adam Shiro Atar Shadayin Loigia Vesta. What does it mean? Says the Balaam, says the Mordechai, Yeshua Vesas is what it always means by us, what we've discussed all year. What is Yeshua Vesas? She has a Ves Kavua, she has a fixed time when she gets her period. It's not talking about a Ves, some kind of Ves Zaguf, like the Balaam says, not talking about just a fixed time when this experience happens and how she happens to be. With her husband, she's wrote down at certain fixed times. No, Yeshua Vesas means what Yeshua Vesas means all over the place. Right? The standard use of the term, no? Yeshua Vesas, she has a Vesas, and this particular time is not near her Vesas, right? She's with her husband, and it's nowhere near her time of her Vesas. So it's Roa, so his case is, no, she's Roa Machmas Tashmas Shalom B'Shas Vesta. Right, so then Tola Bevesta, she could say, "This is not. I don't know what it is, but it's not Dam Vesas. All right, I have a fixed period, and we're nowhere near that period. Right? That's just, she says. She Cholom or Zehadam. She wrote a Torah. Shadayim lo higia Vesta. I see on the 25th of the month or whatever it is. We're on the 18th. So it's true that she saw Dam, but since Yeshua Vesas Tola Bevesta, she can say this is not. This is something else. It must be a Makkah. It must be something else. I don't know what it is, but it's not Dam. It's not Dam Nida because this is nowhere near my Vesas. You see the Mordechai? So that's opinion number three, is the Mordechai. And opinion number four is the Ramban. Ramban and Hilchos Nida, Perek Vav, Os Tetzvav, 5. You saw when you went through this, there are 4 sheets, this is it, right? Okay, so the Ramban writes, so Isha Shoros Adam Machmas Tashma Arizim Muteras Tashamish Pam Shnir Kishat Itaher Rosa Pam Shnir Mishamish Pam Shlishis Rosa Pam Shlishis Arizim Asul Abad Adshat Tim Tok Fahim Amed Ramurim Shaloha Shalosham Dover Litzos Bo Avalim Shimsha Samoch Levesta Harezu Tola Bevesta. Ramban is so almost the opposite. In a certain sense of the Mordechai, not the opposite, but he says, hey, we're talking about a woman who had Tashmir Somoch Levesta, right? Somoch Levesta, and now she sees Dams. That's not Machmas Tashmir. It's because now it's around the time she's expecting her period. Okay? It is Dam Nida. Okay? It is Dam Nida. But it's Dam Nida not because of Tashmir, Dam Nida because there's a time she's expecting. You follow the Mordechai said, that if she saw Machmas Tashmir Shalom B'Shas Vesta. He established a case, it's Shalom B'Shas Vesta. And therefore she can say, this dam is not a problem, because it's not my Nida blood, because nowhere near my time of the month. Mashenek and the Ramban is saying the other way. The Ramban, again, Perek Vav, Oz Tezvav. Ramban is saying, it's Samoch Levesta, it's near the time. We'll have to discuss, maybe you saw it already, that Samoch Levesta, I thought you're not supposed to have Tashmir Samoch Levesta, but means somewhat near the time. So now, but should be Tola Bevesta, when the Gemara says, in Yeshua Vesta, Tola Bevesta means, yeah, okay, this is Dam of Nida, came a few days early, whatever, a little while early, but it's not Dam Machmas Tashmish, is the point. So in all these situations, again, we have a Kula, and these are different ways that we should learn what exactly more means. It's just a small phrase, right? It's a 6-word phrase, but it's a little difficult to understand. Yeshua Vesta, Tola Bevesta, the Rambam, Hilchos Yisur, be a Paragal HaChachof, Dam writes, Mi Shiroasa Dam Bishas Tashmish Harez Muteras Shamish Kishatara Pam Shniya. Right? She saw Dam once, she can do it as soon as she becomes Torah again. Fine. Rosa Dam Pam Shniya Mishamish Pam Shlishas. Okay. Rosa Dam Shisha Harez Vasul Shamish and Baz del Olam. Bamed Ramamurim Bishaloha Sham Dabalitwa Bam Shimsha Samoch Levesta Tola Bevesta. That's like the Ramban. I skipped the Rashbo by mistake. The Rashbo also. Look in 6. I'm sorry, I jumped to 7. We look in 6. The Rashbo, the Torah Savai is a Kotzer. And by Zion Shar Beis, the briefer edition, he writes, Isha Zu Sharosa de Tashmish, Behibi Shazesta, Tola Bevesta Lahokal Kadei Shalotis Garish Mibara. The Rashboth throws in why we're so making it, because we're trying to prevent this woman from having a divorce her husband. It's a drastic move. Okay, yeah, we want to help her and everything. She'll be able to marry somebody else, but we'd rather not have her divorce this husband. So the Chazal are looking for coolers here. And so it says, Yesha Vesa Tolu Vesa. So the Torah Habayis says, like the Rashbam, not surprising. Like the Rabban, rather. Not surprising. It's the time of the Rabban. And the Rambam also would seem to agree with that. Okay? Good. So there you have the four shitas. You have Rashi says that Yesha Vesas means that she has Vesas. That's what Rashi says, look back into Lekilkul Hazeh. I think Rashi is telling you, it doesn't mean Yesha Vesas in the standard way we've interpreted this term most of the time. It means Yesha Vesas, Lekilkul Hazeh. This particular situation is Einarok Kol Shom Machmas Tashra. She doesn't see every time she has relations. So only sometimes in a certain fixed time. It's not those fixed times. So then Tolu Vesas, she can have relations. The Balamora and the Balanefesh has this chiddush that it's talking about Vesa Guv. The Mordechai says that she's Roa Machmas Tashmish Shalom B'Shas Vesta, and she can say, it's not my time, so it's not a problem. And Rabban, and also the Rashbo, the Tarzabai, and Kotze, and the Rambam, Nichos Yosef, and Bia, Perek Dal Lachachov, all say that no, it's talking about where she had Bia Samach Levesta, and she say, this dam is not Machmas Tashmish, it's dam because this is the time I'm getting my period. Okay, yeah.
The Rashbo says B'Shas Vesta, but you still think that's the same as the Ramban?
I think it's the same thing. I think somebody says B'Shas Vesta. Because we have to see, because in general, what do you mean? I mean, we saw if we get to a later some of the some asked, what do you mean? I thought they're not Vizartem, right? The preacher, some of us. So I think it's the same thing. I do them. Okay? Before we see Shulchan Aruch, I mean, I usually don't put the Archonim before the Shulchan Aruch, but the Sidre Tara here in our 7 Kuf Pei Zayin, and later on, and that was Chav Gimel, Sukkot and Chav Gimel, writes, Ba'adarabba, Rakidiba, Kigonim, Rosa, Pamachas, Pamai, Ba'adarabba, Afila posim forshim lahar dim yesho vesas tolu vesas kapirish Rashi. Okay, even those who want to learn like Rashi, I'm putting this here because it relates to the four shitas. You know, that's why I did it out of order a little bit. He says dim yesho vesas tolu vesas kapirish Rashi. Right, she yesho zman kavua liros machmas tashmish. She sees machmas tashmish only at certain fixed times. Mashma de lo tolin bevesas. Okay. Not her regular period vessels. Elakesh Shimsha being vessel of vessel, although Rasa, who the Talendu vessels? Okay? Rather, she had relations between these times, then that's when we're going to be told with that in that vessels. Ha ilo Shimsha being time, lo Talina and Bevessas, or Asur la Olam. However, he points out that if she did not have. She has it at certain fixed times, and we're within Rashi now. She did not. She had at certain fixed times, but she never did tashmish in between those times. At every 5 day, whatever the pattern was, okay. So then she's asura. V'chein erim pirish Rashi shekosa sham v'zelo shomer v'mi'eshlo vetsas she'ein aroa kol shom machmas tashmish aliprokim. Then the tola bevetsas mashma ha'ilu lo shimsha bein time lo talin kol bevetsas. And you can't say that has anything to do with it because you have no evidence. Right, the means so it happened every time. Okay, in other words, even if she had relations three times and saw dam, right, and she's kovas, she's raw machmas tashmish. Okay, but in such a case, she is not a sur labaila because in the meanwhile she had other times, right? She had other times when she didn't see. Right, we discussed also, it has to be Ritzufin, remember? Okay, so in the meanwhile, she saw other times. And now, she has Tashmish again, and she saw three consecutive times without Tashmish. Okay, so she'll still be Muteris, because Mistama, in other words, let's see, that work out? Let's see. If she had now... three consecutive times. He said, I think what the Sidur Torah is saying is that it's not really that far off. I think he's trying to say that even those who disagree with Rashi, but Rashi's not, it's not so far off from the Sheet of the Rambam. Because he says, let's see, if she saw it three consecutive times, without Tashmish being time, sure that's what he's saying. At first I thought he was saying, look at the second line, work with here. El Kishishim Shavim Beses Leveses, below Rasa, who the Talin and Beveses? I think he's merging the term Veses into the usual use of Veses, meaning the expected period. In other words, if she sees, let's see if that works. Right? I feel opposing the version of them. What I wanted to say, when I'm not convinced it's correct, what I wanted to say was it comes out that Rashi's not really that far away from the Rambam. Right? Because the Rambam, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, right? Because they're saying if it's close to the time of the Veses, then Tola Beveses. Right? That's what they say. And Rashi says that right? Then Tola Bevesto. And the way he's learning, the way the Siddur Torah is learning, how did you read this? The way the Siddur Torah is learning that she has a Veses Lekil Kol Hazeh. She doesn't see it, right? And then only certain fixed, she doesn't always see it, just certain times, certain fixed times. Then she's told of Avesta those fixed times, and she's Muteris because there were times in between, right? But let's say there were not times between. Then you'd be Tola. Then could you be Tola in that Vesas?
No, because she could always see
them. Yeah.
She always sees.
Yeah. But it's not Damach Hastashish. That's the point. No.
Well,
at
one
point,
it is
Dharma Sashash
because
there
were
a
time
to shift. Yeah, I'm not sure now. I thought he was saying.
Even when there are times that she doesn't see, that tells us that the other.
Right, that's revealed. But I thought he was saying it first. Lo Shinshari time, lo Tolim and Klab of Veses. Right, because, yeah. At first, I thought it was fusing, it was coming back to the other Veses. You know, say regular Veses, I mean the expected period, and say that you would be able to be told in that. In which case, he's not so far away from the Rambam. No, I'm not so sure. Okay, I thought he was saying a chiddush. No, I'm not convinced. Okay, let's leave this on. All right. Anyway, how do we pass? Because we have four shittas. I want to think about that further. I thought he was saying that if ha'il lo shimsha bin time lo talilam beveset asur la'olam, right? And that's what Rashi says. Right.
That's more Bach.
It's all right. Well, let's say in Rashi's case, she now had Tashmish three consecutive times without a year in the middle. Right? She had this, like Rashi says, Veses Kilkel Hazeh. Which means that she's allowed to do it not at that time, right? She's allowed to do it not at that time. And she did it not at that, but saw three times now. It was in between, but she saw it now three times.
Between what?
Which, like Rashi said, bein veses leveses, right? She saw Machmas Tash only these fixed times. She's mutter to have relations in between, right? That's what Rashi said. But let's say she did it and saw it three times in a row in between. Lechora, I thought what he was saying was she's going to be mutter in that case. She'll still remain muteris because it was not at that Veses time. It was not associated with the time. Even though she saw it three times, that's a chiddush, right? So she'd remain muteris. But she'd say, no, I only... I'm not sure now, I think. Okay, we'll leave it as that. I thought he was saying something else. Maybe he is.
That's from the Rashi, that's from the Veses?
Bein Vesas Levesas means of these.
Right.
Now, I thought he was changing that, but I'm not sure he is. I thought he said, I was saying what Rashi meant was. And I'm not sure. Okay, we'll skip that. All right, let's move to 9. So, how did Shulchan Aruch Paskin? There are 4 shittas on Arsim and Kuf Pei Zayin Tziv Dalet. He writes, Im Shimsha Samach Levesta. Right? Samach Levesta. That's like the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rambam, right? Samach Levesta. On Utorim, we have Samach Levesta, but Chashvil or Omach Mes Tashmish. Okay. You see what I was getting at with the Zutara? I thought maybe he meant that Vesta would mean that then Rashi would agree with him. I'm not sure enough. That's right. Okay. All right. Anyway, so that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rambam and the Rashbo and the Ramban. Okay. The Taz, okay, got that? Good. So the Taz, of course, Neches, Habeisose, Hevishim Rashi, Mesh Vesas, Akil Kuzesh, Erewa Kol Shom Achson, El Prochim, Tol Vesim, Mesh Vesim, Lodika, Bein Vesel, Vesas. Okay. Meaning those days that you expected, of course, you wouldn't be allowed to. Because Taz pointed out, the Beisoso quotes Rashi. Because of Ol B'Shem and Mordechai, he quote right. When Rashi says, we should just clarify. When Rashi says Mishameshes below Dika Bein Vesas Leverses, but on those days of the Vesas they can't. Right. In other words. Rashi says, Mishameshes below Bedika bein Vesas Leveses. But on those days when she had that expectation, then she has to be Purish. You're not allowed to do them that, unless you're Oker 3 times. Right? Then like any other Vesas. All right. And if Bechasa Obisham Mordechai, Bezel Shonu, Isha, Shavesa, Kavur, Shazoro, Nida, Tol, Vesas, Shavol, Omar, Zed, Adam, Shazoro, Tor, Shadayan, will give Vesas, Adkhil, Shonu. He quotes the Mordechai as well, but he writes, does the Taz, Zed, Dovish, Eno, Bir, Klal. He doesn't think that makes any sense at all. You're talking about she was roa dam the shalom b'shas vesta, and she can say, "Well, no, this is not a problem because not near my period." He doesn't think that makes any sense. But Mordechai asked him, "Kosu achazev tolu b'makosu." But Beis Yosef haven shemilse v'ampe nafshi v'emes chadamilse. Ratzon amar shem yeshu maka afal pi shein roy lisos bo kol kach ilo haya vesta mikol makom achshav sheyeshu vesta talin ba v'maka. Okay. The Taz finds the Mordechai by himself a strange shita. Okay, he said, "Wait a minute, she can say, well, it's not my." But when do we say that? That was, we find other times where a woman sees dam, and we don't say, "Well, no, I can ignore it because this is not my expected time." What do you mean? Maybe it changed. Maybe right? You follow? Look back at Mordechai. Mordechai said, "Yeshon vesis man kavur. She wrote a dam. Tol vesis she called omer. Zeh adam. She wrote a Torah. Shadai no give vesta." Really, do we say that elsewhere? Do we say that the woman, no, she can always make such a terrace and say, no, this is not my expected time. We don't usually see that. So the Taz says that's, can't remember what the Mordechai means. He says, no, the Mordechai means, and there was a Makkah. She said there was a Makkah there, right? There's a Makkah. And so therefore, Akshay Shabbat is telling about the Makkah. V'chein Medua, which we'll see later, the Isolain, that's the Chumash Hadeshim. We'll see him later on. Okay, so I'm saying the Taz simply points out that the Mordechai, which we quoted, doesn't make sense by itself, that you should just say, well, she can always be Tola Bevesis. He could argue that ordinarily you can't, but again, as I said before, here we're looking for Kulas. Right, that would not be a legitimate kula. I mean, again, we haven't learned about it, but let's say we've touched upon a ksamim. Right, we don't usually say, well, she can always time it. This is not the right time of the month for me. But what do you mean? We don't find such a time, right? So why does the Mordechai suddenly say here that we'll say, because I don't really get my period until the 30th month, today's only 23rd, right? So therefore, that leads the Taz to say there must be something else going on here. Namely, there's a mako. He said the way the Beis Yosef presented is two separate statements. So we're going to get back to that point too. Okay, two separate. He said no, it's chadamilsi. It's one issue. Im yesh lo maka. Okay, by itself the maka might be enough. But there's a maka and it's not a normal time, then together that's what the Mordechai meant. Okay, then tell him both. That's what he meant according to the Taz. Okay, it's interesting. The Sidrei Tara. It's in Kuf Pei Zayin Tziv Kot Yud by us. The Rashi Levesta writes, "Ayin Basogas Harav Zrachi Alevi." That's a lot more. Abala Nefesh Shekosav. He quotes the whole thing, right? The physical things, and he too writes at the end, "Utmiya Alachonim Shelo Aviyu." He likes that one. He said that's a good expectation. The Balamor himself acknowledged The Baal HaMor himself acknowledged, I think it's Nachon, who Nachon Afal Pishon Mutzi Lechem Lechav HaFarshim. Sidri Tar, of course, is later, is an Achronim, and he says, it's a little strange why nobody quoted this Baal HaMor, that it's talking about Tov Vesta, it means Vesta is a goof. Okay? The Shach, though, raises the name of the Prisha, an important question, source 12. The Shach says, and this is in Kuf Pei Zayin, Sikor, and Tet Zayin, the Shach is, 1 second, Somuch Levesta, right? Kosa, Prisha, Yudalo, Delav Bershia, Skin, well, wait a minute, what do you mean, Somuch Levesta? And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that's what the Ramban said, that's what the Rashbo said, that's what the Rambam said, what do you mean, Somuch? Bershia, you know that expression, right? Like, well, Oto Bershia, Skin, we're going to make a whole halachic declaration based on someone who's not keeping the din properly, or the shayim, right? And they said, Isser, L'sham is Somuch Levesta. Right? So what do you mean? What do you mean, La Bershiaskin? And he said, this, so you could answer, the implied answer is, well, if you remember correctly, we learned a few simanim ago, that there is one instance, according to some Rishonim, when Somuch Levesta, you are allowed to have relations. I know. Yotzel Derech. You could say that. Yotzel Derech. Okay, that's 12 months. Yotzel Derech, which is Mutter Somuch Levesta. That's the exception to the rule. Right, it's according to some Rishonim. We discussed the whole issue, but according to some, that would be the teretz. Okay, then goodbye. You know that's what the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Rashi, they're all talking about that. The 20, when it's mutar samach levesis, okay, mutar samach levesis, and she sees dam at that point. So then we're going to say it's mutar because it's tola bevesta. Right? That's the answer, but it's the implied answer. But, as he notes, and we discussed, Ulor ben Tam, the Machmer Lelson Kuf Pei Dalet Tzivut, Lifroj ben Esom Olvest, Afilu Biotzel Aderet. What about a Kuf Pei Tam, and those who saw him hold that, no, it never meant that, that's what's told by Yotzel Aderet, right? We had different shitas. So, how did he learn it? So he says, Mishkachas Lahocha, Somoch Shemuter. Okay, what does Somoch Levesta mean? There are different onos, remember? It says, Somoch the Shemutter, Kagon. Im Riyasa, Tchilas Hayom, the Mutter, Kol Alayla Shofonov. Okay, owner means that's Lifnei, the actual owner, right? I mean, we'll discuss that too. That probably is a rule. But I mean, but according to the, what many hold, Kagon, Im Riyasa, Tchilas Hayom, Mutter, Kol Alayla Shofonov. So that's where it's going. Not the actual. You made a good point, though, the Daikin and the Torah Sabai said, Bishas Esther. But again, I don't think he means it literally. Okay, I don't think so. Unless he, okay, you could say Bishat, yeah, it's got to mean someone. Right, unless he's talking about Yotzel Derech. But anyway, yeah, so that's that's what the Shach says, is it a possibility, according to those who hold the Yotzel Derech, won't be a good enough answer. Then he says, Vikasha, that's in the preacher. He says, Vikasha, that's all part of the preacher. Vikasha, the halachi mutter kolalayla shalafonah mishum de kema de vesta biyom. He said, wait a second. Now you're running into a tarti de sasra here, says the Shach. So it sounds like a brilliant answer. What does it mean, somoch levesta? It means at a time when it's mutter, right? I mean, our problem is, what do you mean? I thought it was Isser, somoch levesta, right? Vizartim. So we gave one teretz, it's Yitzhila Derech. But according to those Rishonim who hold that that's not acceptable, that even Yitzhila Derech is also some of us, right? So now we're saying, so when is it? So the preacher, the Shach quotes, gives a creative answer. He said, oh, it's talking about the previous owner, right? How do you break it up? It's Lila Yom, but the previous owner. So says Shach, wait a second. He says, Vikashali, the halachi mutter kalah shalafon. Why is it mutter? Why? What's the logic behind it being mutter? Mishum de kevan de vesta b'yom lo chayshina de tira b'layla shein regila is b'layla. The whole reason it's mutter to be with her is because that's not the time. That's not the expected time of neither for her. Yeah. Zim kain kevan the mekila mahay taima. So kol shekain the ein lislos lekula b'hachis. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't. You know what is it? Burn both sides. I can't remember the expression. You can't now say 1 minute. What are we trying to say here? We're trying to say, oh, she had dam, then we're going to be tolet. Right? Was the Lashon HaGemara again? Right? Yimei Shabbos is tolet of Esther. We're going to say, oh, it was because of her period. The whole reason it's mutter for him to sleep with in the first place is that we're assuming she's not going to see dam at that time. And now we're going to say, so it was mutter to sleep with. If she saw dam, guess what? Oh, it wasn't dam machmas period. What do you mean? If it's dam machmas period, so why was she allowed to sleep with her in the first place? The whole reason we're allowed to sleep with her in the first place, you follow? That's a shachs. You're running into a self contradiction again. But kosherly, the halachim mutter call a lila shalafonim shum the came in the vest of a yom lo chayshin tiber lila she regilus v'lila sin came the kimi high time a kosher and they listen to kulavachi shol tiber omach mes tashrish came and she regilus rosas question mark. Okay. So he says. So now back to our question. So then, what's our situation here where you can be tola in the vestas? Again, you could say that it was Yitzhila Derech. Good. But according to those Rishonim, this Teretz the Shach has a problem with, this Teretz the Prisha gives. That's talking about the previous owner. No, the previous owner, the whole point was that she's not going to, that's not, not going to get her period then. Right? So he says, Elohachim Mari Sha'over of a Shimsha. Okay? Over of a Shimsha. Yeah. It's true. She wasn't supposed to. You weren't supposed to have relations. Vizarta and this Prisha, some of us, is. Okay, but she violated it then. Okay, and then she saw Machmas Tashmish. We're not going to make her get divorced because, she wasn't supposed to do that. Okay, and Echalami, she wasn't supposed to. But if she did it, right, so the question was, La Barshia skin, and well, yeah, we are Barshia skin. That's the case here. Or Inami, Inami or with a Tam Mefarish, Imyesh Lavesas Kirashio Kamurachai. Or you could say no. Okay, Rabbi Tam may learn that the Vesas here is not talking about the regular talking about the Vesas like Rashi. That's talking about this particular din. Rabbi Tam could learn this whole din of Imyesh Lavesas Tolib Vesas, he could learn like Rashi. Okay, we have the kasha. What do you mean? I thought some. It's not talking about that vessel. It's talking about the vessel that Rashi learns, or the way the who's the other one? The way the Mordechai learns. We could also throw in the Balamor for that matter. Okay, in other words, Rabbi Tam could learn like that. You know, Rabbi Tam Mefarish im yesh vessel kirashi o kamordechai. You follow? He may learn this sugya differently. Enochanami. Okay, Rabbi Tam would not be able to match up with what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch here rules. What like Rash like the Rambam like the Ramban like the Rashbo? What does it mean? Yeshua Vesas? It means she's expecting her normal period, okay, and therefore Talu Vesas. She's saying Ebu Dam that she sees now not Machmas Tashin Machmas a period. So we asked. What do you mean? I thought they're not allowed to be with each other. How could it be? The answer is Yotzel Derech, but that doesn't work for Ben Tam. So here the Mishach is Anachanami. According to Ben Tam, he'll have to learn the Sukkah differently. He won't be able to learn the way the Shulchan Aruch concludes. That's all he'll have to learn, like Rashi, like the Mordechai, we'll throw him like the Balamor, right? And he learns differently. So that's another territory. Yeah.
Why can't we just say that Lechachil, you should be holding the Orzarua, but Bidiyevet, it's still Mutter?
That's another way. Okay, you want to say that? I mean, that. But again, you still have the Shach's Kasha, that the whole idea is that you're not. The whole idea is allowed to be with. Isn't the Shach's Kasha still relevant there?
I mean, that's why I tried to preface it with Lechachil.
Yeah, okay, you could. Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Except first, based on the Prisha, it sounds like there was a rule is meaningless, meaning like no one's choshi.
Right, well, he's not talking about it, right? He doesn't, okay, could also be. And another answer, Inami hachamar b'ktana, oshlaviyah simon v'dayin, she'ein tzorach livar g'nei kol shalom kavat to begim upon him. Okay, in a technical case, we shouldn't have her, she's not yet, have her period and so on. Okay, so that's something else. So there's mutter to be with her because she had him kobe 3 times. Anyway, he gives different derutzim. Okay. And the first Chetshuva adds the name of the Sidrei Tara. Okay, I want to see the Shachs. You have three or four different possibilities how to work out the Shita or the Tam, or how it could be that he's having a relation with some of the Vesta. Okay. But he does acknowledge it's possible that Ben Tam can't work out with this Pesach and Sohara. Okay, again. But, Ben Tam is the right to follow the other Rishonim. The three other Rishonim. Okay, good. Okay, next. The Pesach Tshuva here in Sukkot and Chafalov writes, Od Kosov Sidratar Venire, Im Pam Achas Shimshu Samoch Levesta. Okay? In other words, and let's assume maybe like the one relationship in violation of the din, whichever explanation you like. But let's assume even in violation of the din, she had tashmish samach levesta. Afilim achar kach ros a beis palam machmas tashmish muflog levesta lo mitzafina lo yirishon about dial. Even the other 2 times she saw far away from her vessel. The other two times she can't be towing her vessel, it was further away. Nonetheless, that first time won't count. It's like ignored altogether. That's what he's trying to say. This din, that it doesn't count, not only it doesn't count if it's the third time, it doesn't count at any time. We simply disregard that. That's not in the mix. Okay? All right. Adkan, so that's that din. In, that was, what again? Yeah. Okay, that was in the Sif Dalet. Okay. Now, go back to the Gemara. So that Gemara was told by the Yeshua Vesis, total vested. Now back to the Gemara, 14, the same Gemara, neither Samu Bomanala. Gemara says, in Yeshua Makabosuk Mokom, she has some sort of irritation, some sort of a wound in that place. It's okay, Yeshua, then, Yeshua Makabosuk, Tolo Makasa. She'd be Tola, whatever dam she sees, Machmas Tashmash, in. She told him, said, no, it's because of that wound that I have. Then it says, in Yeshua Vestas Tolovesta, Vimhaya Dam Makosa, Meshunav Dam Riosa, Enatola. But if it's clear that the dam that she normally experiences with a period is a different color, that's the next Simon Kuf Pechaz of different colors, but sometimes blood, you know, comes darker or lighter, and the blood you see from the period is not the same color as the blood from a wound. So if it's clear, if it's not the same color, then it can't be told. She can't say, it can't be dishonest. If it looks the same, you can say, okay, this blood is from a makkah. But if the makkah blood doesn't look like a regular nida blood, then that trick doesn't work. I want to point out, take a look carefully in 14, we have sort of like an unusual order in the Gemara, because it says, look what it says, Yesho makkah ba'osamokam tolam makasa, then Yesho vestas tolam vesta, and then ha'adam makkah, like, it seems out of order, no? So that should have said, "Vimyesho vesta tal vesta, vimyesho makabos makom tal makos." The flow is choppy here.
If it's with the
taz,
though.
Oh, very good. I didn't even say that. That's what I said. But hold the thought for a moment. The rush and the riff. The rush here in Nida Paragud Simon Gimel 15, when he presents this case, switches the order. Vimyesho vesta tal vesta, vimyesho makabos makom tal makos. Ma'adam makos mishum adam riosa ena tala. It was a phrase three, which says that if the dam is of a different color, should really flow from phrase a previous phrase about dam. Where we have it, number three, it really harkens back to number one. Right? Number three harkens back to number one. The way we have it printed in the Gemara, in 14. But the Rosh has it the other way. He says, number three harkens back to number two. That's how the riff also shows beis and beis, like the Rosh. Okay? 16. Meisho vestes tolo vesta. Meisho maka tolo maka. So I said dam maka. So Meisho dam maka. So ain't a tolo. Okay. And that seder, you know, it has everything related to dam juxtaposed. Okay. You follow? Just as a side point, very interesting. Well, I'm really going to go to it now. Just you know, there's a. You ever say for a ksava kabbala? Yaakov Shmuel Mecklenburg. Yaakov Shmuel Mecklenburg was a German talmachom who tried to show how if you. Many drushes chazal. If you look carefully in the psukim, he was a you know an expert in psukim mikra, and he knew halacha. He said a lot of drushes chazal. If you look, you know how to read the psukim. You can see right in the psukim. So he has a klal that in Lashon Kodesh in biblical Hebrew, sometimes you can have four phrases, and phrases one and three go together, and phrases two and four go together. Right, like the here, there is no four. I'm just saying that the phrase three modifies phrase one, phrase four modifies phrase two. You know, it's counterintuitive. So chumash, yeah. I think so. Take a look. Let me see that. Maybe
that has in a region.
Yeah. What's that? Yeah, but it's in the laning for pack. It's very interesting. Yeah, but both positive. It's not interesting. It's a digression, but. I'm interested to hear.
What is it?
Positive Parsha's bow in Parsha Chodesh. It's Parkir Beis of Shmos. Shmos Parkir, I don't think it's going to be in here because it's, it doesn't have the whole sedges here. And it's not the Lady Chalamite, it's not the time being here. Where that Shabbos
book?
Shmos Parkir Beis. So it'll say, key. Let me see, I'll come over and take a look. It's not a fascinating. Oh, fascinating thing. Let's see. It's towards the end. Oh, here. Yeah, I have it. Shivas Yom Matzos Tochelu. Okay. whether it's prepared to do best with Shiva or not. Okay. Shiva Syama Matzos Tochel, clause one. Achba Marish Psapaski or no. Achba Marishon Tashbisa Sorgotechen. There's a Tashbisa. Three. Kichol Ochel Chomet Nichos Arashim Israel. Okay. And then it says, Miyom Marishon Ayom Ashri. It's phrase four. So the problem is, one second, the mitzvah tashbisu, okay, well, you know, in other words, there's an interesting question. We know that the mitzvah tashbisu is on Erev Pesach, Ach B'Morishon, that's plus, right? We have to dispose of the chametz on Erev Pesach, right? What if you find chametz on Pesach? Okay, so is there an asay of tashbisu? There's by Rabbi Yavot, say that we know. Is there an asay of tashbisu also? But after Kamino, Lava Nitzvah, say there are all people that know about it in Tshuva. So the assumption is that there is a mitzvah asay, right? But where does it come from? Who says the mitzvah asay? But that's the question. We know there's a lava by Rabbi Motze. By Rabbi Motze is nitak asay of tashbisu, and it seems that the nitak to the lava to the asay of tashbisu the whole week. But what do you mean? The mitzvah tashbisu is only when on Erev Pesach. So who says that there's nitak asay of tashbisu? I'm oversimplifying it, but there's a truth in the Yehuda about it, and so on and so forth. So the Ksava Kabbalah says, look at that pasuk. Okay, follow my rule, he said. Put one and three together. So what does it say? Ach, what does the pasuk say again? What's the pasuk say again? Shiva Shami Matzos Tochel. You have to eat matzah. That goes together with another three. Kicholach Machmed, or the Chometz, the punish of Kores. Then two, Ach, Mashal Tashbisu, goes together with the Yom Rishon Yom Rishon. Right, there's a mitzvah tashbisu, and he proves from other pesukim in Chumash, other pesukim in Nach, that you find that kind of very, very fascinating analysis. Anyway, okay, good. I mean, it's a very nice, and yes, I mean, if you're interested, look at it. It's very, very, and he says with this, you know, you know, it's a whole pillful of the truth.
It was
meant
to say,
yeah, look over here. Well, what's that? That's what it's called. Rabban Yomar Shalosh Mesuras. Right? A lot of people say the pasuk is chunky, but he has a heart in the column. I mean, read through it. I'm not going to. Oh, here's a famous one. You'll probably also know this book, right? It says, Va'etel Chaz Luchas Evan, Va'etorah Minitz Asher Kasavti Lorosom. Right? Asher Kasavti is Va'etel Chaz Luchas Evan, Asher Kasavti. And then Va'etorah Minitz is Lorosom. Right? You break up with phrases like that. Yes, so talking about the Noah's article also. It's kind
of
So it's interesting. So I'm not. It only came into my head because it's because the Ksama Kabbalah is sometimes really very, very brilliant. I think he's, you know, not for me to say, but I think he's somewhat underrated in terms of. That's very fascinating. It's called it Kabbalah. In his title doesn't mean mysticism. It's Kabbalah, you know, the oral tradition. It tries to show that the oral tradition is very often. You read, know how to read psukim. You can see in the psukim what Chazal tell us. And there's no doubt that you know, we know the din of tashbisu. But he says it's in the Torah. You know. Anyway, so I was thinking that of here because that's what the both the riff and the rush. Again, I don't know, he doesn't bring it up by Mishnayos, it was just a similar concept. Anyway, let's get back to that issue. But, as Philip just pointed out, it could be that the Taz that we saw before in Sukkot and Ches, who sort of links together, okay, it's not two separate things, right? It's Chada Milsi, the Taz says, right? That you put in, that the Vesis is with the Makkah, maybe that's why our formulation has it the way we have it. I didn't think anybody say that, but you said it. And I was thinking it also. Okay, you know what I'm saying? In other words, the Taz says that the whole Kula is with the Vesis and the Zamaka, right? In explaining the Mordechai.
That's
Chada Milsa. Yeah, it's Chada Milsa because it's interlinked. I don't know. He didn't say it, and I didn't see anybody say it. But I thought it also. It's good. I mean, it's logical. I'm surprised that nobody says it. Maybe somebody does. I mean, you can't do an exhaustive, you know, search on everything. But anyway, when I said, you know, So going back quickly to the next couple of sources, because it's all the same, the very same sources that we had before continue. I just chopped them up because, for example, the Mordechai, in 17, the Tav Shalom Hei. The next source is 17, 18, is just a continuation, and 19 is just a continuation of the ones we had above in 4, 5, and 6. The same marker. Okay? The Mordechai, for example, writes, V'tolav ha'makasa shechol lomar min makasa hi V'tolav ha'adam ha'makasa v'shum ez ha'adam shiro en ha'tolav ha'makasa. Fine, we tolav ha'makasa unless it's a different color dam. Same thing the Ramban says also there in Parak Vav, in Os Tezvav in 18. Ha'isob ha'maka, tolav ha'makasa v'ha'adam ha'makasa v'shum adam shatir v'shas tashm en ha'tolav ha'makasa. The same thing. And the Rashbo too, in the Torah of Ayas ha'kotzer, okay, by Zayin Shar Beis 19, he says, "Im yesho maka tolav ha'kasa, v'dafke kishein nikar sheidam makasa mishun adam riyasa, abu yadua sheidam makasa mishun adam riyasa ain't a tolav." Okay, he says, "Yesh mishar sheein a tolav makasa." Lo yirali came, lo yisbo riyosim is abishar k'samim. He gives a hint here, does the Rashbo, that some say we don't accept this tolav makasa, and he said, "I'll tell you about it later." Okay, and here it says Loyorel account. I don't think it's right anyhow. But he does give, even though the Gemara says it, he does the Rosh. You see what he's talking about now? Look at 19 again. The Taurus HaBayis HaKotzer, by Zion Shar Beis. First he says the party line, right? But the Dafka, first he explains it a little better, I think. The Dafka She'en Niker, She'en Dam Makosa Mishul Vidam Rasha. Dafka, it's not clear, you know, that this Dam is of a different color. Okay, Abu Biduov is known. Shadam Makasa Mishuvi Dam Riosa Enatolabo. If you know, what he adds, I think, is you have to know. I don't know. To me, I don't know. Blood looks like blood, you know. But so yeah, if you think it's the same, then it is the same. But if you know that it's not, that's when you have to be machmir. Then you can't be tola. You know, you have to know that it's not the same color. But then he says in the end, Yesh Mishahora, that Sheinatolab Makasa. They can't be told about. What do you mean the Gemara says you can't? Okay, so we'll see. You know, he says, Veloy Roy Cain. I don't think it's true, and I'll explain it later. So we'll get to it. But I mean, he does drop a hint, a preview of coming attractions, and he says, you know what? There's a, there's some who say we don't rely on it. I'll give you a hint. Bismanazah. Okay, that's the Rashbo, but he doesn't elaborate upon it here. Okay. What I do want to elaborate on is the other point, though, and here in the Torah Svayis Ha'aruch, that was the cuts of the shorter version, the Torah Svayis Ha'aruch, by Zion, Shahar Dalet 20, he writes, Be'od, the Hosam Nami lo Omer Elema Dam Makosim Yishun V'dam Riosa Klomar, Im Nisbarer Shenishtana Eina Tola. The only chumrah of not being tola, if you know that it's a different color. The other Abavad, I love Minamaka, shows the Yorin. Aval Koshi, Iatayacho Lamadale, Tolahaka. But you can't really tell the difference. You don't know. It could be there's a difference. You did it, tested it, or you look, you know, with a microscope, whatever. Okay, but you don't have to do that. And it's elaborating what he said over there. Okay, I mean, it's two different sections, but he's saying the same thing. Okay, he says, Koshi, Iatayacho Lamadale, Tolahaka. All right? Now, why do we say, he says, now? Okay, why we told it? Because at the end of the day, why we have? But he's dealing here with a little bit of a question, and we'll get back to this. Okay, probably next time. But what the Rashbo is saying here is why are we told all together? Why do we have these kulas for all together? And I gave you a general philosophy of the kula here. But he says we have to bear in mind that the isha is becheskas tara, right? Afilu higia shas veses, and even if it's nearer shas veses, as Rashbo himself said was the case, right? The Rashbo is one of the Rishonim who said that is the case. But veses to abon anyway, okay? Umisafek al tasrena lolo. Right, he's just giving you one, elaborating on the svara behind, you know, not, you're going to ask this one forever because of the suffix, you know, the suffix, you have what to be told on, right? You have what to be told on. And even if it's someone who starts next to it, that's the door upon it. When we suffix, Altos on Olam. Okay? So he says, "In Kainu Adin, who Tamish Iyat, Terach Alamar, Iker, Rare Domim, Shalom, Mishdan, and Lav, then Tolahokim." Right, but again, that's only if you talk, you can't tell the difference. But so if you can tell the difference, okay, you look at the Yeshua Makaronim, Ain Dam Makas, Mishu Dam Yasa, Tolam Makas, Vilav, Ain Tola, and Avad, I started. He says, Stama Tola, actually, it's Barish, and Ishtana. Because he said, otherwise, the Gemara should have said, okay, why didn't the Gemara say at all, well, she has a Makkah, then we should check and see, does the Makkah, the blood from the Makkah match? You want to say that. So apparently, the assumption is, Stama, we have to assume that she, you can be Tola. You just be medayik in the presentation of the Gemara. Okay? Teidalacha. The low list the Yesha Makaro and Ain Dama Kazma Shumi Damriya. So Tolam Khosu, Lab Enatola. But why did the Gemara say that? Why did the Gemara say? If the Gemara just said, what is it now? Back in source just says him Hoya Dama Kasim Shuna Damriyasa Enatola. Right? That's the Gemara saying. Hoya says, why didn't the Gemara say, well, you should be bodhi, you should check. Okay, we should say. If she has a makkah, we should see. And the Gemara he's just saying, the Gemara's assumption is that we can be tola. Why? For the reason I said before, name is Vichesh's Tara, and even if it's some of us, it's Vesh's Darbonah, and we're trying not to ask her forever. Yeah.
Umisafik Aftasar Lolam, does that mean even if it's number one, count, or only number three?
It's got to be three, yeah. You have to be three.
Meaning even if it's
number one's not going to be Aftasar anyway, Lolam.
You know what I'm saying? But are we going to count that towards.
Are you that machlokas where the first one counts?
Or even number two, meaning atas and olam, does that mean only
if it's
the
last?
I don't think
that means it. I think it's only if it's the last. He's saying on the road to atas and olam, I think. The Rambam in Hilchos Surot, he says, Kein posuk gam Rambam, I'll say three places where the Rambam actually mentions this. Okay? The Rambam says in his Surah Bia Paragdal, Alocha Chaf, Hoy Sabo Mako, Tolav makkah. The higher dam makkah is mishum adam shibishas teis tashmish. Ain't a tolav makkah. Fine. In Perek Ches halach yedalad. V'chein isha shiros adam machmas makkah sheisha b'mokar. Afal pi shiros abishas vesta. He tor of adam tor shavvesta divrayim. Kamo shibor hilchus nam mishkan. We've seen that Rambam in the past. But again, he passes in vesta rabbana, which the Arshpa, like the Arshpa alluded to. So we'll be makkah. And again, in Perek Yudalad halach yudgimel. V'chein im ha'isa ba'maka v'adam shosin mena osha ba'adam im meimer glam ha'reiz the Torah. Okay, so if there's a maka, that's it. We'll be told of a maka, we're going to make her Torah. Okay, now, the Rashba, back in the Torah, Sabayis HaKotzer, by Zion Shar Bey, source 19, says, Yesh Mishahora. Right, he quoted a Yesh Mishahora she'ena tolo makasa. So let's look at 24. Everyone with me? Do you get this far? Let me not. You got it. Okay, good. You finish all the sheets, Father?
We
got right here. Okay. So I'll go a little bit back. Let's go a little bit back to we'll go a little further. I want to get through 27. Okay? The Ramban writes, Per Gimel Aloch Ozayin, it was needed. Hoya bo maka toch oso mokom bahare hadam shoses. Okay. Yesh misha hora shemitar and osa filib is manazeh. A royal isha mitamin also, okay. Shem hoya adam makas mishum adam riyosu tamei v'din atamud. Im kain po'am atamei v'osan lahake v'liv do b'domim. He says the Gemara itself does leave open the possibility it can't be tola, namely, if the dam is clearly not the same kind of dam. So Rabban writes, guess what? We don't. Now we're going to have to start inspecting dam, and we can't do that bizman hazeh. We don't have that bekiyas. You follow? So that's probably the Yesh Mishahora that the Torah Sabai Sakotzer back in Source 19 is referring to. It's Eina Tolo Makasa. We're not Tolo in a Makka Bizman Hazeh. And he presents it the other way, the Ramban does. Yesh Mishahora Shemitaren also. Afil Bizman Hazeh. But Yeroy Ali, it appears to me, is Shemitaren also. I say it's no good. Because since the Gemara itself recognizes the case where the Dam is not the same, yeah, you don't have to put us in a position of examining different colors of dam, and that's too complicated. We don't do that. In Ostes, he says, Haboel es habesulum, afil hoy sektana shel gizman leros boel bilos mitzvah vegomer bioso porish. That's a din. It's a gemara. Okay, we know the din. Okay, a couple gets married, so they could have the bilus mitzvah and then they parish. Okay, and she's the way bilus shevet shivanakim me'achar shiv sukadam kisharos. Okay, says the Ramban. Okay, that's a separate thing, right? That's marrying a psula. That's like today also, right? That after they have, assuming the woman's a psula, I shouldn't quite say it that way. Assuming the woman's a psula and she has a psulim, meaning today there are a lot of young women who don't have, because of exercise or whatever, have had their psulim, so-called hymen, is broken, not because she ever had relations, but because something else caused it to happen. So that then, you know, but most of the time there is dam, and the most likely there is dam the first time they have relations. So the boil bilas mitzvah porish. So says the Ramban, what's logia to us, what they do the first time, and that's it. Then mikan atalomed she'ain tolen b'maka. From here, the Ramban says we should see for sure that you can't be tolen b'maka. She'ain lecha maka gedola min aktana shenivala. Adam shows this machmas habila. That's for sure a maka, right? There was a penetration that caused the rupture, and then that caused the bleed. And yet the halacha is just the way she went to king. So Ramban wants to use that once they establish that rule is simply proof, says the Ramban, that today we don't rely, even though that's not dam nida, right? That's not dam nida, that's dam for the psulim, something that tears, okay? I mean, it's just, so therefore, he says, Eilecha, especially with Tana and so on and so forth, right? So he says, Eilecha makim dolem is there. So therefore, the Ramban says you can't be tola, you can't rely nowadays on tliya b'maka, because we have no expertise in these colors, and maybe the dam maka is different, and so on. It brings a riot from here. You hear the Ramban? So that's probably the issue the Ramban holds. We don't rely on the whole maka, even the Gemara says it. Gemara says miyesh maka tola makasa, unless it's different colors. We don't rely on it today. So time is the Ramban. The Rosh, Paragitz and Gimel, disagrees. He says, Gamma Ramban Zal Kosov, the Akshav Ain Tolam Bimaka, and he brings his Raya, Shai Apabol, as Psula Chazu, and Imnu, Shai Bol Bilas Mitzu Porish, Vain Lachamaka Gdolism, the Osim Mimaka's Psula, okay, and so on. And he says, in the third line, the Akshav Ain on a Bikin, Mimara Sadam Leda, and Nishtan and Lab, we can't really tell, is it the same color, it's not the same color, it's close enough, it's not close enough, we don't have that Bikis, okay? But he now refers back to what he said about Tam Sulim. Okay, he said, what I explained before, it doesn't work with, I don't want to say it because you have to go back to what he said before about Dam Sulin, but he has another point. He said, but ode, the third line. Ain raya ma'osa prisha. He said, you can't bring a raya from Dam Sulin that we're not told it in a makkah, we say it's taka osir, to our case. Why says the Rosh, forgive me. Ain raya ma'osa prisha. Shul ashozu, right? She'll be asking out for a week to him. We're talking about a case where potentially what? She's a surah la'olam. So that's her life. You can't make that jump, says the Rosh. You can't bring a raya that, therefore we say we can't be tall in a makkah. No, says the Rosh. You can't be tall in a makkah. When, what's the big deal? 1 week. But maybe when what's at stake is, the stakes are higher here. What's at stake here is the woman possibly getting divorced or being ushered forever. There, we won't make it, like I said at the outset of this year, right? Like we see in this whole sugya, a road amakosh the chachamim were makel. Shlotu chacham v'dika shitzchab etzbos kochos. Right, the chacham said, well, no, they're not going to ask her until then. Three different men were with her, you know, because they're different ways of penetrating, different strength, and and different force, etc. Ulai lo tizak v'dika kosher kein achar shegila, and that's before the v'dika. So you say, right, we won't even require Bidika until after X number of times. Right? Three men with three different situations. Kol shekein achar shegilakach, that she tzricha Bidika, we're not as old. Nachmer ala levata Bidikasa v'rius gruos and so on. Shein v'mamish. So this is the Rosh disagrees. And he says, the fact that we're not so bucky in it, he said, okay, but Adshet Yitzchazik ain't tall in the hakel. Im Yesho Ves is tall in the hakel of Vesta, ain't a tzirub dikin. So, get the idea. Gam Yesho Maka tall in the olam ha-kosa, bistam. Right, so we told it in the Veses, we told it in the Maka also, until we know from a Chacham that this is different, that this Dam was looked at, it was different, and so on. So that's the Rosh, read through the Rosh, you get a chance. Okay? So the Rosh disagrees with this Ramban, and he says, no, we are Tola in a Maka even today. Okay? The Rashba, the Torah of Ayas Aruch, by Zion Shar Dalad, also disagrees. You know, he's even Ramban is a Rebbe. Right, look at 26. The Harav Ramban Zal Kosu the Achshav Ein Tola Mimaka, and he brings the same raya from the Bilus Nidon, the Bilus Absul, and so on. And look what he writes in the fourth line: the Afal Pi She'ein Mashiv in Asari. Right, that's you can't challenge the lion. I mean, who's going to challenge the lion? Who am I? He says to challenge Ramban, but nonetheless, on the Omer She'ein Anita Double Raya. Shem Omer Rebol as Absul Sheisho Shasa Kosher LaAchar Shedechaya Hamaka. This girl who is Absulim Tor, so eventually it's going to heal and then she'll become Muteris, right? She'll become Muteris. She'll have a Shasa Kosher after Shetichya Hamaka once the wound heals. And Lo Omer LaMishero Adam Machnis Tashmin Machnis Sheilo Shasa Kosher Benimzis Ata Osarta or Ata Osul Olam. Okay, and that's why they were making very similar to the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh Bo agrees with the Rosh. All right, and furthermore, he says that you look in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole discussion back and forth with the Shlokish and Yochanan. Okay, why don't we bodake with Biashlishes? Why don't we be Biashlishes the first husband? Right, the whole flow. So the Rosh Bo concludes in the second to last line, Almo. Obviously, if they're asking, well, we should do it after the U.S. before we do it the first time, there's a whole discussion about it. What does it indicate? That that's really Paskin. So the Rashba is not impressed either as well with this position of Ramban. And the reason why, again, because he says at the end, so, according to the Rashba and the Rosh, and we saw the Rambam also, you are told of Maka, the Rambam said it. I mean, the Rambam Paskin that way, even as man as that. Back in 21, Hayso Parak Dalav was Bi Alachachov. It should be Alachachov. Hayso Amaka Tola Maka. Hay Damakas Mitzvah, etc. So he passes that way. So Sashita of the Rashba of the Rosh of the Rambam, we are Tola Maka. And the reason presumably is because the woman is Omedes Becheses Tara, and if there's something to be told on, we're told on. Unless we're positive, you can't be told. You can't fake around. If you know that it's a different color dam, then you can't be told it. You can't be dishonest. I'll just finish for today with the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer by Zion Shar Dalad. Okay? So you see there, the Rashba quotes Ramban and disagrees. You look in 27, Torah Sabayas HaKotzer by Zion Shar Dalad, Chofkin Mun Alfer, so Isha Shiro Adam Machmas Tashman. Kvar Biyarna Vishar Prisha Shiasur Lach Hashukhsu Vakab Yom Plamen. But Medvar Murim Kishen Lamaka Beisarechem. I know uterine wound. Avam Yesha Maka Mutter, Koshis Barbashar, Preacher, Misha Isha Bechesis Taro, man, like we said. Had Shatira Vada, Behol Shesh Lalistos, we also my cousin Tola. These Borlo Shadam, my cousin Mishuna, Midam, Harezutme, Midam, we also raise his name. But if it's clear that it's a different type of dam, then she has to say, she's to me, it can't be Tola, but you know it's not true. Okay, we'll leave out the next part. Well, I'll read it quickly, put a parenthesis, we haven't gotten up to this yet. But yes, okay, Amru, Shafilo Bodkatsma, Margeshis Batsma, Shesha Maka. If she feels she has a Maka, she's allowed to say, I have a Maka. Different point. But now look at the end. Says the Rashba, the second last line, Yeshmer Abuseinu, Yeshmer Abusai, Shahor Lahachma Bismanazah. Who's that, obviously? Ramban. Yeshmer Abusai, Shahor Lahachma Bismanazah, Shain Arubikian. Bemaros ha domin, okay. The Shemun Ishtanu Maros Domin Shalom Maros Dam Makosa Ein Makir. And here he writes, Amachmir Tova Olam Bracha. So that's a little interesting, okay. I mean, because in the Torah Habayis Ha'orach of 26, he didn't say that. He simply disagreed with the Ramban. He quotes Ramban, he disagreed. Here, he says, Amachmir Tova Olam Bracha. I'm not sure I even. I'm comfortable with the word macher here, because it is a chumra. You get divorced, macher tolam bracha. Okay, he does say it. I have to print it because it's a I guess a full disclosure, but most of the Rishon LeMaisa don't hold like that, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch doesn't like that either, right? The Shulchan Aruch says that we do back in where was it? Back in the source, let me get it right. Shulchan Aruch said it. I don't know, quote it all together. I forgot to quote it. It's later. I didn't get up to it yet. You look ahead for a moment. You look ahead to Shulchan Aruch and say, hey, so Kuf Pei Zayin, Paskins, in Yesh Makkah, Bo Samakam, Tolu V'dam Makasam. Yim Dam Makasam, Mishunam, Mi'adam, Yasa, Eina Tolu V'dam Makasam. So Shulchan Aruch does Paskin like the Rov Rishonim, like the way most people learn, not like the Rabban, but I did want to show you that the Rosh Boah does say a Machmer Tomo Baruch. Okay? Yeah, everything good? We'll continue from here tomorrow. Finish this up tomorrow. But no, tomorrow should be...